It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sauerwein.
Good morning. It's Monday, May 4th, and these are the stories we have for you at this hour. 1,806 COVID-19 tests were completed yesterday. 38 came back positive, bringing the statewide total to 1,191. Of those, 517 have recovered. There are 31 people currently hospitalized, and there was one new death yesterday, bringing the statewide total to 25. Dickey County still doesn't have a confirmed case. However, Stutsman County saw three new cases over the weekend. The big news back on Friday after I went off the air was Governor Burgum announcing that K-12 schooling will continue distance learning through the rest of the school year. Governor Burgum said by conducting distance learning, the state has likely prevented hundreds of additional cases of COVID-19. Governor Burgum went on to say North Dakota has become a shining example of distance learning and applauded all of the teachers and administrators. A McKenzie, North Dakota man has been charged with a DUI after a vehicle rollover east of Jamestown yesterday afternoon. The Highway Patrol reports that 30-year-old Will Gullickson was traveling westbound on 94 when his vehicle left the roadway, entered the median, crossed the eastbound lane, and entered the south ditch. Once hitting the ditch, the vehicle hit a ridge and went airborne, continuing to travel through a fence and coming to a rest in a slough. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.